This is The Film Effect with Tiff.
It was a name that sounded so sweet, so seductive. Synonymous with words, style, power. But that name was a curse too.
I've been a Gucci all my life.
Your name is in the history books.
Paolo, you are Gucci, you need to dress the part.
It's chic. She needs new blood. It's time to take out the trash.
They're my family.
So am I.
You picked a real
firecracker.
She's a handful.
Bravo.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're back. I have another episode so soon, so quickly. It's crazy. So I have a guest here today. Her name is Julianne. Would you like to
say hello now so they know I'm actually here?
Just do it. Say hello.
Hello.
So if you guys don't know, me and Julianne have been hanging out.
Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous right now. I'm like just instant sweat.
It's the microphones. It's the whole thing. But you should be used to a microphone.
I rarely use a microphone.
Oh, that's true. You don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't either until I started doing this. So
you probably use a microphone more often than I do.
Not lately, but I should use it more often.
Okay.
It's fun.
Twice in 1 week.
Yeah. It's like really an achievement at this point.
Congrats.
This is going to be fun. Do you want to say anything about yourself? Do you want to like say what you do? Anything?
I'm, 5'9", 100 pounds, blonde hair, sandy blonde hair.
Gorgeous.
Thank you. I teach middle school music, which is why all the microphone comments. And do some yoga, I do a lot of things.
You do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, thanks for being here today.
You're welcome.
Hanging out with me.
I mean, we'd probably be hanging out anyway. It's just an activity.
True. Okay. Well, anyway.
Can I drink this?
Yeah, just to, let you know, guys. Okay. So real quick, if you like clicked on the button, you saw the little graphic, you know what's happening. You heard the opening. We're doing House of Gucci. So I don't know. I just wanted to see it. We went to go see it.
And the drinking we're doing right now is like red wine and cigarettes.
Because I was just going to say, we've got our coffee, cigarettes.
Espresso, red wine, and cigarettes.
We've got
all of them here.
Every meal. Apparently that's how they do it. I didn't know they did that.
What?
Coffee and wine at everything. And cigarettes.
Well, Gaga was drinking like bourbon or something. She always had those little crystal glasses of just like... something.
She did. But I love how they have like the little tiny coffee cups, little espresso, or just little tiny coffees with the little plates underneath.
And they grab the whole thing, plate and the mug at the same time.
I love that. That's so like dainty, but then also badass.
That's really cute for you. Like, but for me with my gargoyle hands, it would look like Adam Driver did with the little cups. It's fine.
Massive hands. Yeah. That guy has massive hands. All right. So this movie just came out. Had you even heard of it before I brought it up?
I haven't heard of any movies that you haven't brought up.
Oh, okay. All right. So
like you bring up movies all the time and you're like, have you heard of that? I'm like, nope. Mm-hmm.
Well, I do pay attention. So this movie I've been kind of looking forward to. I'm going to give you all the information here. It's in the theater right now. So that's the only way to see it.
Spoiler alert. Big
spoilers. Yes. Continue.
That's it.
That's it.
You should start putting label on these episodes of like
I did in the very beginning.
Kind of like, you know, parental guidance, like
This is based on a book, apparently, by Sarah Gray. No, Sarah Gay Forden.
H on the Sarah or no H?
No H.
Is it called House of Gucci?
It's House of Gucci. It's Ridley Scott, and I have a lot of opinions about you, Ridley, at this point. Gaga, of course. We've got Adam Driver, Jared Leto, Jeremy Irons. This is a star-studded cast of people.
Studded with stars.
Stars everywhere.
That just reminds me of Bedazzling, but which there was a lot of in that movie, actually.
Bedazzling?
Yeah. There was some sick, like, bedazzle on the outfits.
It almost feels like we're too far away right now for me,
the space
personally.
Is good for us.
Okay, good.
Sister Rose would be happy.
She would. All right. So this movie, if you don't know, is based on a book. And it is a story, true story, of someone in the Gucci family that was murdered. And apparently, dun, dun, dun. I know, which got me very excited. But I will say, I mean, can I ask? All right.
Finish
I'm
talking
jumping
about
around.
The,
okay,
the deets.
So the deets are this. This is what it's about.
You didn't mention. You didn't mention the rest of the cast.
That's like basically
you
the whole cast.
You didn't mention Al Pacino.
I said Al Pacino.
You did?
I think I did.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Pacino is with us, playing basically the same role he's played in all the Godfather movies. Only. Right. He's wearing fashionable clothes.
Yeah, and his cheekbones are a little more sunken in, and his mustache is
tiny.
There's
tinier. A lot of disturbing scenes of him like getting a massage. That
no,
was a
that
weird
wasn't
one.
Pacino.
That was Pacino. You don't know who Pacino is?
I don't. Apparently, who was the skinny guy?
That's
who
Jeremy
was Adam?
Irons.
Oh my God! You shouldn't have me on here. I don't know anything.
Al Pacino wishes he was Jeremy Irons. That's all I can say.
That's Al
although
Pacino.
You know he's with you know who he's married to.
Which one are we talking about?
Pacino.
Now?
I'm going to show you a picture of him.
I felt bad for him.
He's with Beverly D'Angelo. Do you
is
know
there
who
an
that
age
is?
Gap in that relationship?
She is the mom from the Vacation movies.
Hmm.
Yes.
So age gap?
Yeah. I would say.
Let's do a slow clap for the age gap.
I'm bringing it far away.
That was
back in. And then back far away.
There we go.
All right, let's just tell everybody what the story is. So Patrizia Reggiani is an outsider from humble beginnings, marries into the Gucci family. Her unbridled ambition begins to unravel their legacy and triggers a reckless spiral of betrayal.
Spiral.
Decadence, revenge, and ultimately...
death.
Murder. Yeah. Which, you know, this is... Can I... Do you, I'm going to actually, before I begin, because once I start... Good luck. What is your opinion of this movie? Or, like, how did you... What did you think? Just...
Like, movie as a whole.
Just like, you just walked out of the theater, you're like, it's fresh in your mind, which is pretty fresh because we just watched it.
Right, we just saw it. And we definitely had a lot of thoughts that we audience members, were bottling for this moment right now.
Yeah, so let me, do you have
here,
any?
Yeah.
Let's
okay,
hear it.
So
let's
I
go.
Just
launch.
Felt like there were, like, I want to read the book.
Do you?
Because I feel like the movie, there was like details that I needed that were missing. I felt like there's a lot of holes in the story.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think the storyline is really interesting. But honestly, the most interesting part of it was at the very end where they had like the, you know, words where they gave
where
you
they finally tell you.
Yeah, where they gave you happens. All the information about like the date and time and the sentence, like all of that. I was like, "Oh shit, that's really like now I want to know more."
We could have used that for the entire 2.5 hours that we just
yeah,
said
it was long. Yeah. And it was a good story, and like, but I honestly felt like it was just like a big fashion show for Gaga to be like, look, I can be an Italian woman in this era and then this decade, and look at my hairstyle change and tarot cards and whatever.
Oh, tarot cards. I forgot right. about that.
So I thought it was interesting, but I want more. So I definitely, like, I want to go read the book now because this is my problem with movies that you
Why?
And I talk about all the time is that I'm really more of a book reader than I am a movie watcher.
Right.
That's my thoughts.
Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy the movie. I thought the soundtrack was fire.
Yeah, you knew all the songs.
Well, I like when there's a lot of like classical music in there ranging from... There's a lot of like Italian opera, which was very you know, apropos. But then there, I have opinions about the opera selections, but we won't go on that tangent yet.
We can.
So that was good. And then, but there was also some like fun, like more like popular 80s jams on there too.
They're bringing us through the time periods.
Right. So I thought that was cool that it was such cool. like a mix of genres.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the clothes were amazing.
I have to say, I don't understand. There was no real fashion in this movie to me. Not enough. Like, I'm like, it's House of Gucci, and we're like, they're just kind of like.
Well, I wasn't watching it to see, like.
I mean, that would have helped for me because I was bored a lot of the time.
Were you? I just felt like they should have gotten more into the drama of the Gucci family. But what I heard when I told people that I saw this yesterday at work is somebody made the comment. I just said, like, I wanted to know more.
Yeah.
And their comment was, well, apparently the Gucci family, like those surviving still, were already really upset about the things that the movie let out.
It felt very disjointed to me.
So maybe there were some like issues with what they could say and talk about and what they couldn't. I don't know.
I also thought it was too long for what it was.
Yeah, it was long.
I mean, listen, I love Gaga. I'll watch her do anything.
Wow. Thanks.
I do. I mean, maybe not anything. I just think she's interesting. She was actually on American Horror Story, which was pretty cool. That was a pretty crazy episode that she was in. She was on, like, which one was that? Was that the Cecil? Anyway, sorry. Any of you guys watch American Horror Story? Check out. Look for Lady Gaga on that. But she always plays, like, so far, because she hasn't done much acting, but that's, like, kind of what she plays, which is somebody who's, like, a strong
female lead.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. With, like, accent was good.
She did. Well, I have thoughts about the accent.
There's a few things I love about this movie. I'll say this.
Go.
Italy.
Yes.
Italy. Italy.
Espresso.
Espresso. And Gaga, really. And Adam Driver. I like watching him. But I did think it was like, it started out, I was really interested. I was like, ooh, this is going to be so good. And then I'm like, okay, following along. And like, they're building the story. I felt like they're setting everything up. They're like, okay, this is how she gets into the family. They're showing who he is.
But they set it up for 2 hours and 38 minutes.
No. And I mean, coming from like somewhat of a film background, what's hard for me about a movie like this is that usually even the most complicated movies, it's like you're with a main character.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, this is their story.
Mm-hmm.
Quite honestly, who's the main character? Because I can't tell you.
Well, I think you're led to believe that it's Gaga.
But then
it's really Adam Driver.
It is.
But then is it Uncle Aldo?
This is what I'm saying. I think that was the problem with it, because like when you like if it's good filmmaking or good storytelling, you know instantly, you don't think about it, and you're like kind of with that person throughout the whole story, and you're like riding all of it with them. And I was kind of like, I don't know if I care after a while. I was like, all right, he's this, she's that. We've got this guy. Now we've got Pacino. I'm like, I don't really understand.
I think she was definitely the main character.
Right. So to me, I think she was supposed to be. And I think
the end, she kind of got.
Yeah, because you couldn't hang with it. And what I felt bad about for the acting, because I actually think they were all doing really good acting, is that when you don't like tell the story right, it doesn't land.
Right.
So like if there's a moment where someone's like upset, like, you know, there were those weird scenes where she would get very emotional. And I was like, that didn't make any sense. Like, I was like, okay, I get it. But like, I don't feel anything about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should feel upset when they're upset. Did you feel like anything for her?
I had thoughts about her.
Okay, let's hear it.
Which my question was... So I feel like at the very beginning, if we're talking about storytelling, they set it up like she meets Adam Driver right in this club,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And he introduces himself and he says Gucci, and you kind of see this like expression on her face where she's like, oh.
Yes.
Right? And then she's like,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you kind of get that vibe from her. But then when they're like very early, like doing things, it seems like they genuinely like really love each other and like that she's very into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in the back of your mind, you still have that first interaction between them of like, okay, what really is her motive here? Hmm. And then they meet his father.
Yes.
Who is?
Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons.
Which I don't know. Let's look up his actual name and like his character name.
Well, he was a Gucci.
Yeah, he was. Go ahead, continue.
So they go to lunch with the father and he's basically telling his dad like, this is my girlfriend. I love her. I want to marry her. And the dad was like, the dad like sniffed out very quickly that she came from not money like the Gucci's and whatever. But like her family did have like a very good business that they built from the ground up, whatever. It just was like a truck business or whatever, ground transportation.
Yeah, they were just like regular people.
And she was the accountant for that company. So like she actually did know what she was doing when it came to certain things.
Yeah.
So the whole time as you're watching their relationship like develop.
Take it easy, people out there. There's a lot of beeping going on in the background.
You're in the back of your mind, you're still thinking of their first interaction and you're like, are her motives pure here? Because you get to the point where you're like, I think she really does love him. And I don't know. So
it was confusing to me.
So
too.
I just was like, at the end, those were my thoughts. And that would be my question is like, did she really love him? Were her motives pure or did she really just want to have this? Like, what was...
I think I'm just going to say, like, I think the trouble with this kind of a story is, first of all, it is a true story. And then someone writes a book about it. And then they take the book and they try to, you know, adapt it to a movie. And so all this stuff gets, like, probably mixed up and lost in all the translations of what it really is. And I don't know, man. Ridley, I don't know. I have issues with him. Sometimes movies that are based on real things, I think they do that, where they forget that, like, I think they can sell it just on the fact that this is, like, real people and real story, and, like, we're just going to show you a bunch of stuff. But then it's, like, I am not engaged in any of this. Like, the Irishman, you didn't see The Irishman, did you? Why would you see that? It's so long. And that's Scorsese, which I love. I already did an episode on that, if you guys want to hear that. My father and my brother are on that episode with me.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it was funny. I actually got them in the studio in here to do this. And that's another one of those movies where like it just goes on and on and you're like, who is the main character? What is happening here? It's a lot of like star-studded, you know, this whole thing.
Right.
Of people act and I'm kind of like, it's interesting and people are interested in it because it's a real story. But other than that, if it wasn't a real story, I'd be like, I don't even know what I'm watching. Who cares? Right. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's how the directors can get away with it if they get a really like star-studded cast.
That's
what I
think.
They can get away with bad writing.
Yeah, I think it would. No offense, screenplay. Who are you? I'm sorry, Becky. I don't mean to upset you, but
Becky
and Roberto, they're going to be pissed at me. But honestly, I don't know. I didn't care. I felt bad too because like there's those scenes where like we haven't even really talked about what happens in the movie. Should we talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's walk through it a little
bit. If you didn't hear us say spoiler alert.
Let's walk through the story. Okay, where should we start? So she meets him at a party.
Right.
And he's kind of a nerdy guy.
Right.
Yes.
She thinks that he works at the bar.
Right, correct. And then she realizes that he's a Gucci.
Right.
And then she's like, you know, now she's locked in. And then she does, like, flirt with him, and then, like, she stalks him, too.
She does a little. There's a little.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Speaking, do you stalk?
I think a healthy amount of stalking is
healthy
good.
Healthy amount of stalking. Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone, just, you know, take a puff of your cigarette.
I think if, raise especially your tiny cup of today, coffee, I mean, maybe not in Italy at that time, but I think especially today. You need to do a little bit of stalking.
Well, listen, what's the time period, right? So we're watching like, oh man, Italy. That's the only thing I was really excited about, actually. I thought like, wow, I want to go back. That's just a personal thing for me. But there is no like internet. There's no. Okay. So, I mean, honestly, she kind of does have to stalk to figure out how am I going to run into this guy again?
Right.
So she figures out where he is. at school. Somehow she's like in
but
a library.
Isn't she like having a coffee and then sees him go into the library and then she follows him?
Oh, yes.
So was that just happenstance? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe he said that he was a lawyer and then she figured like, I'm just going to sit outside this library and see
that's
if he
what
shows
up. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. So there is a good amount of like stalking. And at this point, you're still thinking she's after him for his money, right? Like,
that's what I thought.
This is when that storyline in my mind changed, right? So,
okay.
So they go and they have dinner with his father.
Yeah.
Whose name is what? Did you find that?
Rodolfo.
Rodolfo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Gucci.
Okay.
Of course.
And he's like a depressed old man.
Maurizio.
Right. Who's Adam Driver.
Yes. And she's Patrizia.
Right. So.
Yeah.
Correct. Adam Driver's dad, Rodolfo, which is mm-hmm. also a name from an opera, just so you know.
Oh.
He is depressed because he lost his wife, right? So he's mm-hmm. kind of like living in this sad life. And Maurizio is like, you know, I love her. I'm not going to live in this sad world with you anymore. And he and the father's like, she's just after you for your money. I'm telling you. And he's like, whatever. I love her. I'm not going to do this sad life with you where you're living in the past. I want to live now. So he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And shows up at her house and is like, I love your daughter. I've left my father, my family. I have nothing.
That is a cool scene.
And he works for her family.
Right.
But this is where the storyline changes for me as far as their relationship, Gaga and Adam Driver, is that she still wants to be with him.
Right. So that is a big turning point where you're like, okay.
Maybe she really loves him.
I think she did really love him. I think it's complicated. I think she had that side of her. Probably.
Right.
And it comes out later, but she's just, and I mean, I don't know. I haven't really even come up with like a what are the themes in this movie of like topics to talk about? Do you have any that you can think of?
Sure. I mean, I think just like the multifaceted sides of any relationship and how somebody looking in could be like, oh, this is what happened. But nobody really knows except the two people involved.
True.
And even then, you don't really know.
No. I mean, I think the whole story is a comment on fame and wealth.
Right.
Because what was so interesting about when he, like, makes the choice to, like, step away from the money and the Gucci family, which he wasn't really that interested in to begin with. He kind of, like, seemed like it wasn't really his like,
right, because he was going to school to be a lawyer, not, right. like, do the family business.
Yeah.
Right.
And so then he actually ends up like with her family and their business, and he's having the best time,
right?
Doing like whatever.
The scene when she calls him, and first of all, that's I feel like that's a little bit my style, to be quite honest. Like when she calls him in to be like, "You're needed in accounting," and then she like closes the blinds, and like that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get it on a lot in this movie.
Well, okay.
In the beginning.
Yes. But I would also say, I don't know if it's that they get it on or that she uses sex to manipulate. Ooh. I think there was a lot of that going on.
But don't women do that in general? Like, it's funny because there's a lot of, like, I'll say this. You could judge her and say, let's say that that's the storyline, right? A little bit. That she's like looking for like somebody with money. Who the hell doesn't, how many people don't do that now?
Right.
I mean, Gucci is a whole other level. I mean, that's ridiculous. But like, people still do that. It doesn't mean they still don't fall in love or whatever happens, right? So maybe that's why it is complicated, because maybe that was like her intention, was like, ooh, this guy's a catch. Or the question is, did she not even really like him or find him attractive until he said that? And then she was like, now I'm just going to like this guy.
Right.
But then I think they do genuinely like each other.
It's like the chicken or the egg. Like, I think what came first was that she heard the name and that sparked her interest, because I think she was very much, and you can tell by the way she dresses and like she goes out with her friend Max. That's how she gets in the situation. Like, she's very dolled up.
It's boobs always.
Oh, yeah.
So envious. Fucking A. Sorry.
It's okay.
It's just my whole life. But if you have it, you can't, don't.
Wow. Ooh. Okay.
This is a different episode. Okay, so what I was saying is my theme of wealth, like what happens with money. What's interesting is that okay, if we go on, let's just, if you go on back to like, he steps away from all of it. Mm-hmm. He steps away from all the money. And now he's like basically poor. And he's like really happy.
Right.
Remember, there's the scene where they're in that their little like place and he's ironing and they're right. like in this very basic. But he's like, they're really doing well. They're so happy.
But even before that.
Yeah.
When they're dating, before he leaves his family, he's like, goes to take her in a fancy store and she walks in. She's like, I cannot go in there. And then they like go on a boat ride and they eat like.
Yeah.
A kebab or something. I know it wasn't a kebab, but it was like from a little like cart. Oh, cart.
Like one of you those like, I mean? Yes. What was that, by the way?
I don't know.
Damn.
It was like a little calzone or something.
It was
something.
So good. I wanted to eat that.
But I felt like that was like, oh, that's cute. Like mm-hmm. she's not. But in the back of your mind, you're still like, is this just all an act where she wants to make it appear like she doesn't care about his money?
Yeah, I think that's what they want you to
right.
think.
But then even the like bodyguard that follows him, right? Because he's a Gucci.
Yeah,
is,
by
like,
the way,
watching.
Who never ages. Sorry.
The bodyguard?
Like, later in the movie, he's there again. And I'm like, that guy is the same age.
He's found the fountain of youth. Let's get behind
happening?
That story.
That fucking guy never ages. It's yeah. all the coffee, wine, and cigarettes at every meal. It must be. We're doing it wrong here, people.
So anyway, and he's like smiling at them because they're being cute and just like enjoying life. So I think the whole time you're torn back and forth with being like, does mm-hmm. she really love him? Is she just after his money?
And it's, yeah. And it's hard to kind of figure out. Maybe that's why they don't. I mean, maybe that's why that the storytelling is like that. Kind of keeps you like a little bit outside of it instead of like being so involved in it.
But I think at the end, what's your answer to that question? Does she really love him or was it just about the money?
You know what I really think? I think if this is really if it's a good portrayal of her in any way, I think people that are like this, they don't really know what they're like. And I think she's both. I think she really did love him, but I also think she also really cared about the money. And she was like a little mentally, like, you know, not great
right.
with trying to figure out what she's actually like and
right.
like her struggle between all of those things. I think in the, they're showing a little bit of like, you see a side of her that once he, and this, I guess, is like what I was saying about this like theme of like what money can do to people, is that they both go through this little period where they don't really care about it, but
right.
then it's kind of always looming and it's always being pressed upon them.
Right.
'Cause you know, then Al Pacino, who is the uncle,
Aldo
is like kind of coming in, you know, he's like, come on, you know, it's the family, which is
right,
very
mafia. He calls them in their little house.
Yeah. So it's pulling him back in. It's very,
and she answers, which was the problem.
Yes.
Because I think if Maurizio, Adam Driver, had answered, he would have been like, thanks so much. No, but she answers
yeah.
and he's like, come, it's my birthday. I'd love you to come. And then it like flickers in her mind again, like the wealth aspect. And she's like,
and she can't like, she can't turn it off.
Right.
Which is my point, which is like, maybe it's greed.
Right.
Or the idea of money or the idea of something. And so then now that it's like being presented again, she kind of can't help herself. And
yeah.
I think,
or like, oh, go ahead.
No, that's it.
No,
I mean,
but
or
the idea that like, and this is me going on like my feminist trip.
Do
so
it.
So come travel with me. Let's go.
I'm going to take off my bra. Oh, wait, I'm not wearing one. Everyone come on in here and burn your bras. Let's go. Let's go.
Look, it's Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. Those things are clearly a device
of
the devil.
I bet Gloria's pissed, man. She's somewhere like, I thought we got rid of these fucking things. What happened?
Anyway, this
no,
is
okay,
my
sorry.
Point. Because you said like, maybe it's greed. But maybe it could just be like, she's a woman that, you know, their family built their business, came from nothing, like no name.
Mm-hmm.
She worked really hard. She runs the books for her father's company. Like it is, they said like that it is a great company, even though it's ground transportation. And maybe she's thinking like, I have something to offer here. Like I am
yeah.
of intelligence and I could really change the way this huge fashion icon industry work. So maybe it's just her believing in herself as a woman. And I think it's easy for people to be like, oh, she's just greedy. And it's like, well, maybe she's not greedy. And maybe she thinks like, this would be an awesome opportunity for me and my ideas.
Yeah. But then she like,
she does go a little, I mean,
she kind of like, then she, yeah. 'Cause then you watch her kind of manipulate
people. That's just
people.
My side story about,
no, I get it. Yeah. I get what you're
people,
saying.
People I think love to put labels on women of like, well, she's just blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, maybe she just wants to have goals and achieve something and think that she
totally
can be better than what she came from. And this is an opportunity for her.
Yeah. And she doesn't get many opportunities. Then you don't.
Right.
And men are doing that all the time and right. nobody says anything
Correct.
About it.
That's my point. And we're done with that.
No, it's fine. It's a good point.
But you do see her start to like mentally unravel a little bit the night that she's like, is this like before or after she says she's pregnant? She goes in the freezer and there's like a bottle of vodka and then she picks that up and she puts it back and then she ends up eating like three containers of gelato.
Right. Correct.
Watching this woman who is who?
Oh, she's yeah. The psychic or the tarot reader.
But who
reader.
Is she? Because she's like a legit person too.
She's just, oh, Salma Hayek?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nobody in this movie that isn't like known.
Right.
Maybe some people don't know who Jared Leto is, but
oh,
come on
we'll,
now.
We'll circle back to
come
that.
Come on now.
We'll circle back to that.
Paolo.
Fucking loved him.
Well, you know what's, I'm going to interrupt. Because
wait.
Just what's weird already to me is this movie has already won everyone, if you don't know. It's won a bunch of awards already. Lady Gaga won the Icon Award. Does she need another one? I mean, she kind of already is. Best Actress, New York Film Critics Circle Awards. She might, I don't know. I wonder if she's going to get something.
I mean, she was pretty fantastic.
I think
both her and Jared Leto are like chameleons.
He's amazing.
He, okay, but let me go back to my thought about when she's eating the gelato and she's watching this psychic and she calls in and talks to this woman. She does the tarot cards and, you know, that made you laugh because I have opinions about tarot.
Yes, but you should know that sometimes... I knew that lady that just walked by.
Do you want to invite her in?
No, she'd be terrified.
We can tell her she can take off her bra.
Please remove your bra before stepping into this situation.
It's the Lord's Day. Sorry,
get your cup of coffee, grab your cigarettes, go get a glass of wine, and then you can sit down.
Take off this demon device.
But the cup has to be really tiny with a little tiny plate underneath. By the way, how can you... That's gone in 1 second. If you drink...
I mean, your cup is probably still full
I don't think
right
I
now.
Can
how
handle
full
that?
Is your coffee?
It's... Well, I'm talking a lot. I'm just saying.
Empty over here.
I know, but I'm trying to savor it.
Oh, it sounds kind of empty.
I'm savoring
You're
it because...
Not, that's such bullshit. You're not savoring anything.
I am.
You're just the slowest drinker eater
wow.
of all time.
Wow. Challenge. I feel a challenge coming on.
You don't want a challenge.
You know
this.
What's funny is as you were telling me about... I'm just moving on. It's kind of like The Godfather in a lot of ways. Have you ever seen The Godfather?
Yes.
Have you? Really? Mm-hmm. Tell me the truth. When Michael gets pulled into the family.
I have seen parts of The Godfather.
Oh boy, here we go.
I don't know that I've...
Listen,
it's more
it's
of
long,
like
it's
more
old.
Of like my dad was watching The Godfather and I would like sit and have a sandwich.
I mean, it's
like,
one of my favorite things
it.
To put on and just have it in the background.
I really wish you had met my dad because you two would have been...
We would have had fun
I
time.
Would have never spent any time with you. You'd just be watching like movies together.
Oh, man.
We had like recliner like theater seats in the basement when he redid it.
Okay.
The man loved to watch movies and TV in his sweatpants.
It's my jam. Totally my jam.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm here for you.
Jeff.
Here I am.
Here we are.
Here we are. We're doing it. Godfather. Anyway. Not anyway. No, I just... That's so sweet that you said that.
What?
I just love that you said that.
About my dad?
Yeah. This is going to be one of the weirdest episodes I've ever done. So I like almost got emotional just now. Holy shit. All right. Okay. So in The Godfather, Michael is like the same as... Don't even stop.
Put it together, Tiff.
No, I will. Okay. Because he doesn't seem to like the Gucci family. He's like dissing it a lot. You know, he's like they go to these places with the uncle, Aldo or whatever. And he's like, the history of the family. You know, there's all
Who
these
Who are
talks.
We talking about doesn't
We're
like
talking
it?
About, sorry, Adam Driver.
Right.
Maurizio.
You said Michael. I got
well,
confused.
Well, I'm going to make a comparison here.
To The Godfather.
Yes,
got
because
it.
Michael in The Godfather
yes.
is like removing himself from the family.
Right.
Like that's his whole thing. He's like, I'm in the, you know, he's doing all these things to get out of the family. The family's like what it is to him. It's his whole life. And he's just like, fuck this. But then at some point it pulls him back in and he can't help it. And then, and to me in the same kind of way, which is very similar to me, these two movies, is that maybe not by obvious choice, but there is a choice made where they both decide to go back in. And through that experience, it really does destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
Because he does. I mean, look at what happens to him. He goes from being this like...
What happens to Adam Driver.
Yes. Right. Like he goes... I mean, that's the comment I think about the wealth part, is that it really turns him into this like totally horrible person.
It does. And
it's
then,
ugly what happens to him.
And then at the end... Like Gaga, all, and this goes back to me with the biggest, when I see the film, the biggest like question that I had the whole time was about Gaga's intentions mm-hmm. with the Gucci family. And at the end, when he like basically banishes her,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And this is also my thought, is like, she still has the money,
mm-hmm.
but she doesn't have him. And she's like devastated. Like then she really like derails,
yeah.
which makes me think still that she really does love him.
Yeah.
That it really is not about the money, because if it was about the money, she would be fine, because she still had the money.
Yeah.
And she still had the lifestyle, and she was still going to like spas and mud baths with.
Yeah. She had tons of money.
Yeah. So it really, she really did love him. And at the end, when Maurizio, Adam Driver's like, you know, he really gets attached to the greed, and then he starts to get screwed over by his own company.
Yeah.
And then he makes the comment and looks at the person. He's like, she was right about you all along. And that's where it's like, I think in his mind, he goes, oh, wow, maybe she did actually like love me and care about this and want it to be.
Oh, that's what you were saying at the end.
Right. Like maybe she really did.
He's like, huh.
And I thought at the end, was he going to see her?
I know. That's what you thought. I didn't think that. You thought he was.
I don't know. Because he was like sitting, like they wanted basically at the end, he sells half of his, you know, the family, he gets half of the family out, right? And he brings these other people in. And then those other people try to buy out mm-hmm. Maurizio. And he's like, fuck this. I'm not doing it. And you see him the next day at this cafe, like blissful.
Mm-hmm.
But as he left that meeting, he was like, you know, Patrizia was right about you.
Yeah.
This person that was like working for the family, like running the finances. And she wanted to get him out like a long time
yeah,
ago. Like she knew that he, ever since Maurizio's dad died and didn't, and he was like, oh, he never signed the papers. Like she was like, you're trying to like, and she could smell that a mile away.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so my commentary would be that because she really did love Maurizio,
mm-hmm.
she wanted to protect what his family had built for themselves and like wanted to continue.
Yeah.
And then when he pushed her out because he became so greedy, then like at the end there, he like really saw like, oh wow, like she really was right the whole time. And she really wasn't trying to take over. And because yeah. I like had it all wrong.
That's an interesting like moment.
Because he also like had this other woman paying attention to him.
He did.
So I think he got to a point where like, and I think this happens a lot in relationships, is people see the good in somebody else, or they see a quality in somebody else, and they kind of build them up. And then
yes.
that other person like develops this huge ego, and they want to push that other person out or down or whatever.
Cause yeah.
then they're like, oh wow, like now I have this money. Now I have this like actual, like really smoking hot Italian woman on the Swiss Alps, like wanting to be interested in me.
German. And
I don't, whatever. Was she German? The German Alps.
Yeah.
She wasn't German.
She was definitely not. Because there was a comment. Remember he said that his mother was German.
I don't know. This was the part where I went to the bathroom because of all the popcorn I ate.
But I thought that was what the pull of her, of this person was for him a little bit. Was like stepping away from the Italians. It's like.
Okay.
Because she, there was a lot of that. Like she made strudel.
Right. Oh,
so,
right, right.
So, duh, like, these were different that? Friends of his, somebody he knew from before.
She looked very Italian, though.
He
also
said that he was a little different than the rest of the family because he had the German side
right.
that kind of, like, cuts through the crazy Italian part.
Right.
Was kind of his comment. By the way, that's what I am. So, I don't think it did any good for me. It's just.
Which side of your family is the crazy side, the German or the Italian?
Actually,
don't answer that.
Let's not. You might know. Can you guess? Oh, you haven't met my parents.
I've been hiding in the corner.
All right. Okay. What were you saying about her though?
I was just saying that I think he started, because Gaga believed in him and wanted to encourage him to, like, be a part of the family. You're so smart. You're a lawyer.
Right.
You really could do this.
She wanted him to be, like, a strong dude.
Right. And then he kind of got a little bit of an ego trip of, like, oh, I can attract all kinds of women. And look at this woman. And I can do this.
Isn't that so typical of men? Sorry.
I can think of a lot of women that do the same thing.
Oh, boy.
Not a lot, maybe just one. Anyway, I think he got a little full of himself and he forgot that, like, she really did love him, that Patrizia Gaga really did love him.
Yeah.
And she just wanted to be a part of
the family
yeah. and the business because she was at, you know, she did kind of know what she was doing and she saw things because she wasn't in the family. And sometimes I think that's important when you marry someone and they can see different dynamics of the family because they're not
in it.
In it.
Yeah. And she had a hard time. They always gave her a hard time.
They did.
They were always like, you're not a Gucci.
Right.
And she's like, fuck you.
Right.
You know, like, honestly, her character was really fun to watch. That might have been like the saving grace.
Did you not
movie.
Actually flick me off because there was an old man walking by?
I don't know what I did.
You just were like, fuck you. And then you put like... I've never.
That's my new way of telling people to fuck.
Like, anyway,
it's the new fuck you, everyone. Okay,
we're throwing a lot of signs around here.
Gang signs galore.
Yeah,
but she got a hard. She did get a hard time. Like she was trying. Like I will say, there are scenes in the movie to me that show the character of the person.
Right.
For me, and this is one of those. I've said this many times, so I'm repeating again. But there are those like save the cat moments. Which is, did I ever talk about that? You haven't listened to me. Maybe you don't know. I don't want to repeat it.
Excuse me, because my top five podcasts listened to this year, according to Spotify, was...
One of them was mine.
Well, Glenn Doyle was number one. Then you, and then you and Tom.
Well, anyway, I think for him, the moment you really like him is when he leaves his family and shows up at her doorstep.
Yes.
And you're like, oh my God, that's so crazy. Look at him. He's amazing. Like, and she's like... Dad, seriously? Like, look at this guy. He's the best. And for her, one of those moments for me, actually, you tell me if this was one for you, is when she's now in the family. She's part of it. And she goes out on the street and she notices that someone has bought a fake Gucci bag.
Right.
And it upsets her so much that she's like, wants to address it. And I mean, maybe that could have been perceived differently, but I did think that was like her saying, like, I really care about this family.
Right.
I'm a part of this family and like
you're devaluing.
And like, I'm going to show you like that I care because I do. Like they shouldn't be doing this. This is obviously super important.
And she bought like all of those fake Gucci bags and brought them back and was like, what is this? This is terrible.
Yeah. And also on the heels of like us now seeing this montage sequence of like Al Pacino launching into like at every location, like the history of the Gucci's.
Right.
And like, he's just giving her this, he's feeding her this like, idea of this family, you know, and how important it is and all these things. So she's kind of believing that and being like, I'm here with you guys. I'm here to protect it and take care of it, which I thought was kind of cool. And I don't know. But they did. They gave her a hard time all the time. Except for maybe Aldo, who I just felt like.
I felt like, and I will say this about Italians. Sorry.
No, you can say it.
I think Aldo saw that she really cared about the business. I don't think he had the view of her that Maurizio's dad did, which was that she wants your money. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he actually saw that she did care. But I think at the end of the day, Italians are like, but she's not family. She's not blood. Like, I think that is really like a and I shouldn't say Italians because there are some non-Italians that are like that too. And it just drives me personally crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's just a theme.
It's a theme in a lot of these movies with Italians. Like, that thing that you're talking about.
Right.
Like,
but
don't fuck with the family.
I don't think
kind of
I should say it's just Italians. I think it's just close-knit families are very much like, but we're family. And it's like, okay, well, I'm sorry that God did not grace me to be a part of this family tree. But, like, I'm willing to sacrifice things and like whatever.
No, I think that's a hard thing. And I think you're right. I think that's probably true. I mean, I don't know. don't know. And sometimes maybe it's just certain people. What's funny is my mother's kind of like this, but she's not even Italian.
Well, I can think of like my ex-husband's family was very like, well, they're not family or whatever. And I just remember, whatever, that just drove me crazy because it's bullshit. Like, I don't know. But I also like am an only child. Like I don't have siblings. I don't, you know, like we weren't close to either my parents' families right. growing up. So like we always made families with other people. But even with some of those friendships, it was like when they would want to do family things, it's like, well, we're just going to do it with our family. Yeah. And it's like, oh, well, okay.
Right. Well, that's the like running joke of all the mafia movies because they're always like, it's the family, but then they'll kill you. But then they'll also bring you back in. Right. Like, it's like always this weird shit. Like, and even with him, like, Aldo isn't really great to his son. We haven't gotten to Paolo yet.
Yeah, we need to move towards
Jared
him.
Leto. And actually what I see him doing in the beginning is, like, he does seem to have this concept of legacy and, like, who's going to take over the legacy. Obviously, Jeremy Irons is, like, going to kick the bucket at any moment.
Right.
What's his name? Rodolfo. And so, and he's now estranged from his son.
Right.
So I think his initial idea is to bring Maurizio in because he's like, we need somebody to like come in here and deal. My son's an idiot.
Right. And he said that early on.
Yeah.
When he talked to his brother, for sure.
And then he sees her and she's like, perfect.
Right.
He's like, oh my God, you're going to help us.
So there's a bit of manipulation there too.
Yeah. But what's so funny and what, adding
because
to your
did
point,
Aldo really want her or did he really want Maurizio?
And I feel like everyone's doing shit to each other a right. little bit. And also like the funny thing about this idea of family that keeps getting like, you know, driven into the story with, especially with Aldo, he's always like, oh, the family is so important. The Gucci family. So similar to the, oh yeah, go for it. It's fine. You can eat on, it's fine. Guys, we eat in here sometimes.
You and Julie were like munching on a peppermint patty.
I brought a peppermint patty, dropped it on the floor, and then I shoved it in her face.
You
kidding.
Brought the peppermint patty?
Yeah, I brought the peppermint
How
patty.
How big was it? Because you made it seem like it was
like
saucer size.
It was like this big.
Where did you get that?
It was at Wawa. They had like a giant peppermint patty. Lost my train of thought. Are you guys even caring about this conversation anymore? Let's talk about it. More Italians. I guess what I'm saying is that what's funny is this idea of family that he keeps talking about, that it's like, we've got to keep it with the family, which is why he's so upset about like the trade, you know, selling off parts of the business to other people because they want to keep it within the Gucci family.
But they want to keep it within the family, but he doesn't even want his own son to have a part.
That's what I was just going to say. And that's like the theme in all of these movies where they always are doing that and then they're always killing their own family members off. So it's like, it's just such a conflicting idea, but it seems to be it happens all the time in these stories.
So let's move on to talk about Jared Leto.
Should we?
Because he is just a chameleon. I think he could play.
Oh my God, we're almost like 50 minutes.
This is a long one, folks.
Can we get some sandwiches in here?
So
let's just keep this going.
At
coffee, wine, cigarettes, please.
At Thompson Island, where I work occasionally, in like the Sodell training manual, they don't want you to say guys, like, hey guys. And I'm like, such,
oh yeah, what do you have to say when you approach
the guys,
table?
I say guys all the time. Like, oh, okay. That's just
ladies
in my vernacular.
Gentlemen.
So I've been trying to say folks now. So that's why I just dropped a, it's going to be a long one, folks.
Folks?
Folks.
Can you just not say anything and be like, hey, I'm here. What can I get you?
I don't know. And then I'm like, how are we? I'm like, I don't know how you are, but I'm.
You're not supposed to say.
Because I'm just trying to put stuff in instead of
that
guys.
Is a hard one. What do you say instead of, hi, everyone, how are you? Is that?
I just say, like, how are we today?
Do you say I'm taking care of you tonight? Or just for
me? I do. No, I actually say I'm Julianne. I'll be serving you tonight or I'll be taking care. I don't know. Did I say I'm going to be taking care of
no,
you?
We were.
Yikes.
No, but that's because you weren't approaching me like a stranger.
No. Oh, we're not strangers.
You know, you weren't like
in the night
Hi.
Or otherwise.
Which, by the way, saying that to strangers is kind of weird.
What?
That.
I'll be serving you tonight?
No. Hi, I'm Tiffany. I'll be taking care of you tonight.
Hey.
Can you get me a bowl of soup and a napkin?
Beer cheese. That's what's on the menu right now. Beer cheese soup. No Bad Days base. Three different cheeses and minced vegetables.
Oh, my God. Okay. That just, you want to talk about Jared Leto.
Right.
All right, so if you guys know who Jared Leto is, you're not going to know who he is in this movie.
So I was like, I was straight up like, where's Jared Leto in this? You were like, that's him.
I'm like, first of all, he's always Jesus, and I don't know why he is, but he is. Because look at him.
He did not look like Jesus in this movie.
He is quite a chameleon lately. And I couldn't tell if he was doing good acting or if it was just so characterized. Like,
well, I feel like you could have taken his character of Paolo, which...
What were some of those funny bits?
I don't know.
Had,
I don't know what I can say and not say.
You can say anything.
I really can't, though.
Why?
Because my teaching job.
Oh, I mean, are we there? Okay.
I may or may not have a student with the same name that makes me laugh equally as much. So it just was kind of funny to me that his name was Paolo. Anyway, that's not bad. That's just the truth. So anyway, I feel like you could have taken Jared Leto's character of Paolo and put him in like a Will Ferrell movie and he would have been just fine. You know what I mean? Like
he could have walked right into the background somewhere.
Like
Step Brothers
the
in the
stuff
kitchen.
That he said was just middle school boy humor, which is
really
my type of humor. Like I was laughing out loud in the theater with like other adults and nobody else was laughing. I'm like, guys, he just said like poopy butt and like, why are you not laughing? You know what I mean? Like it was
also was like, there is shit and there's chocolate. What was he saying?
That was it. There is shit and there is chocolate.
I need the lines
and they look
now.
The same, but they do not taste the same. I would know. And I was like dying and nobody else, like not a peep from anyone. I'm like, come on, guys. Is this thing on? Like, are you hearing this?
Father, son, house of Gucci.
That was another good line.
There's some great lines in this.
Jared Leto at one point goes to Rodolfo, Maurizio's dad's house, right? So his uncle Rodolfo, to show him sketches.
He does. That's such a cruel scene.
And honestly, I didn't think they were horrible. They just weren't what Gucci was up until that point. But no. I think Paolo's thought was like, we can't have it be as insane as he was. And I have another tangent.
Go.
I think very creative people are insane.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times their insanity either kills them or they never actually become like famous or deserving of what they deserve. I don't know if that makes sense. They don't ever really get what they deserve credit-wise because people just write them off for being insane. Does that make sense?
No, it's true.
So he brought these sketches and Rodolfo, who was like, I think the artistic mind behind the original brothers of Gucci, I think he was like the artist and then Aldo was like the businessman.
Okay.
Right? Because Aldo was always doing those like kitschy things with like the mugs and the this and
the
this.
Yeah, and that is why I was lost with like learning anything about the fashion of Gucci and like who was the designer and who was.
Yeah,
it was just this empire of Gucci. But maybe that was the point, was that none of these people are.
Right.
They're just like the brand name. They're just like the family name. And then it's like they just get designers and do whatever. They're not even really the designers.
Right. So Jared Leto brings the designs to his uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And the uncle is like, basically humiliates him because he put browns and pastels together, which like, I don't know. I actually rather like browns and pastels. Like when I designed my first house, like that's what I did. I did like, I don't know. That's a tangent. We don't need to go on, but
I like it.
And then Paolo's like, this is the scarf you made, right? Like this is the scarf you designed. And Rodolfo is like, oh, it's been on the necks of Sophia Loren and Marilyn, you know, like names all these.
Such a cocky asshole with a stupid scarf.
And so then
Paolo
rips the scarf off the table and takes a piss on it. That's so that was another
hilarious
moment where I was like, are we in Step Brothers right now? Like, where did we go? Like
he just had a very like, what, you know, his whole way of talking and his just...
Right. And then you go to his house and he has like a pigeon farm.
Yeah.
Like, right? There are like doves or pigeons. Yeah. Like, you're just kind of like, all right, cool.
But what's also interesting is like he's complaining, but there's that whole, you know, while they all have the money, they still... They're all living really great lives. Like, he might be calling him and Paolo an idiot, but then you see Paolo is like... playing like he's fencing at some fancy place and having like their lot. You can tell just their lifestyle is like,
right,
they're fine until they're not.
Right.
And then it goes from one extreme to the other for those guys. I actually really love the scene in the airport where
he's on the payphone.
He's on the phone, and his dad is like
just getting out of prison.
Yeah, and but then they have this moment, which is why it keeps like it always comes back to this weird family thing.
Right. Well, at one point, Al Pacino hugs him,
yeah,
and goes, "You're such an idiot, but you're my idiot.
You're my idiot." Yeah,
yeah,
and that's family for you, right there.
Yeah,
yeah,
but also like, was he an idiot or was he just eccentric?
I would love to know. Did any of his designs make it? I mean, I didn't even really get to see the designs. But that was also the comment that I think that was happening with Patrizia, because she was saying, like, because Gucci was this old school style that, like, hadn't shifted. They just kind of stuck with what was working. Right. And that was their whole thing.
Right.
It's like, people go over here for this, they go over here for that, but then if they want, this is Gucci. It doesn't look different than it is. It is what it is, and that's why it's lasted as long as it's lasted. But then, of course, that all changes with Tom Ford.
Right.
Who I didn't even realize that's who he was until the very end.
Well, and my question, I had two questions about Tom Ford. One, Domenico, the guy that brought him.
Yeah.
So Domenico and Patrizia are both not in the family, and they are both fighting to be in the family.
Mm.
And they're basically trying to like push each other, the other one down to last, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Domenico brought on Tom Ford, I kind of was like, were they sleeping together? Like, did he? Because he made so I was kind of like, is that going to develop someplace? And then it never did. But I think Patrizia would have brought Tom Ford on too. Because at first Adam Driver was like, I don't know, who is this?
Yeah.
And Domenico's point was like, you know, Armani and Versace aren't going to come work for you because they're already their own brand.
That's right. Yeah.
You need to find someone that's nobody that you can promote. And I think that was Patrizia's whole point. And she was very stylish from the beginning, even before the fame.
She was.
And I think she wanted to maintain Gucci's, like, I don't know, they're like history, mm-hmm, but bring it into the next century.
Yeah, I think that was what was happening with her the whole time. And then it just got twisted. Yeah, is it getting warm in here?
No, I just...
Huh. Talking about Italians and fashion and Gaga. There's some funny quotes here. I'll read a couple of them. I didn't realize I married a monster. No, you married a Gucci.
Right.
It's a pretty good line.
Well, at one point, Maurizio gets aggressive with her and is like, you want a man? Here I am.
He, like, chokes her. You left when he, like, really attacked her, that scene.
Damn, I love a good choke
he
scene.
He, like...
Where's Amy O'Brien? O'Brien and I have talked about
Amy,
this before.
Amy, get in here. We need to do that. That would be fun. You, me, Amy, and Linda.
Oh, gosh.
Guys, can we get a four-way?
A lot.
That was not
a lot of accents in one podcast.
Oh, my God. Oh, Linda. We love
I
you.
Thought of Linda when I got out of the float the other day.
Did you really?
Yeah, I wasn't feeling it like she was. But
I know, Linda, really, you had an experience in the float that none of us have had, really. No, that would be fun. But there, I don't know. This movie, I'm trying to think, what else can I say about it? I do think it reminds me a little bit. It's hard to watch Al Pacino do anything. Because all
well,
you
now
think
that
of
I know which one's Al Pacino, I agree with you, maybe.
Well, oddly enough, Jeremy Irons is well known for a movie called Lolita back in the day. You heard of that movie? No?
Nope.
You know what it's about?
Well, if I've never heard of it, how could I know
what
it's about?
You don't know what Lolita's about?
People are going to write in and be like, get this bitch off the podcast.
My
she
age
never
is
watches
showing.
Movies.
Tiffany, your age is showing.
Tuck that back in.
That was a really controversial movie. I wonder if he's in which version of it. 62? Now I need to know.
Do we want to comment on Gaga's voice and accent? No.
Yeah, yes, let's do it. Go. Comment.
I thought that her accent was actually...
Yeah?
Because she's not Italian. She's Jewish. Isn't she Jewish?
She's Italian.
In real life?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Are you sure she's not Jewish Italian?
Let's look it up.
Anyway.
He was in the 97 version of Lolita.
Good to know. I'll add that to my...
He has an inappropriate obsession with a young girl.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. Jerry Lee Lewis style.
Yes, probably. That's a great movie. Winona!
Jerry Lee Lewis?
Well, the movie.
Well, I was talking about the actual person.
Yeah. She plays the young woman that he ends up with.
You love Winona.
I do.
You want to know who I don't look like?
Winona.
Correct. I'm closer to Gaga than...
You look like a lot of other people, though.
Like who? Who do I look like? You want to talk about ego, ladies and gentlemen? Here's
can you,
one
can
right
we
here.
Just hear your voice for a while? Because I enjoy it. Wow. Okay. I had something. You had something you were going to say. I was just looking something up. Oh, Gaga. Is she Italian?
Right.
Okay, hold on.
I thought her Italian accent was good, except for the way that she ended her phrases. Because Italians, I feel like, typically end their phrases up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just hit the mic. So sorry.
Smack
they
it.
Like it goes up,
mm-hmm.
and like Germans or Greeks tend to just
hard ends,
hard stops,
hard ends. She is 35, by the way.
Hey,
to know, and her actual name, which really reminds me of Madonna a little bit, is Stephanie Joanne and Angelina Germanata.
Okay,
so lots of names there, and
she's definitely Catholic, maybe.
Yeah, I think she's...
Italian.
She's Italian, for sure.
Why did I think she was Jewish?
I don't know. She does have, like, a... I don't know.
Does it give her... She's from... Isn't she from New York?
I think so, yeah. She is from... Yeah, I think she's from New York. It's not telling me. It should tell me more. Tell me more!
Okay.
She was born in Manhattan, upper middle-class Catholic family. Her parents have Italian ancestry. She also has distant French Canadian roots.
All right, not Jewish at all.
Nope, Italiano. So she's Italian, my people. Half my people. I didn't get any of the good half, as you know. Some of it, not any of this stuff.
I haven't had your marinara sauce. The verdict's still out on which good halves you got.
Okay, thank you.
You got we'll all see. The good like Italian complexion and like coloring.
I did. It's working. Yeah. It's working
for me.
Okay, so God, this episode is really... Oh, boy.
I think you should post it and be like, if you want to know about House of Gucci or what's going on between Tiff and Julianne, you should watch. Either way, you
just
will
hang
get
on
answers.
For the next episode. If you couldn't handle this one, there's 65 more that you can listen to.
If you don't give a shit about either of those things, don't listen.
What did you want me to tell you that I distracted from?
No idea.
There was something going on. Guys, are you listening? Call in. Tell us what we were talking about.
Boop, boop. 876-5309.
It's a good thing there's a video involved.
There's video?
There isn't. I'll mention this to my listeners. Another movie that I thought was a good... Why are you laughing? I just totally diverted. Go ahead.
To my listeners. I'm the listener. Who else listens?
There are
what
people?
Other 17
Fuck you,
people?
Man. Guys, hey, listen. People.
I'm sure Liz will listen.
You know what? That's insulting what
Liz
you just
Liz will
said.
Listen. No, I know other people listen.
Other people do listen. I have like a lot of listens. A lot of listens. You guys love me. I know you do. I have dedicated people listening.
Know.
Like yourself.
Like myself.
Like yourself. Man, I lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
Okay, To Die For. Nicole Kidman. Matt Dillon.
Wait, we're doing another movie right now?
I'm just going to share it with people. If you want to see another movie that is very... I felt like this movie, we didn't prep to watch this movie and talk about it because it'd be too much anyway. But that movie is also a real story about someone who gets murdered with a woman who goes a little wackadoo. And and that's actually, in my opinion, a great movie with great storytelling, really engaging, really good. Nicole Kidman is like, she fucking kills it.
I mean,
she kills it. And not to mention also, you know, fun because an older woman just molesting a young student. How can you not enjoy that story? Sorry. Is that inappropriate?
I mean,
it's inappropriate. Yeah. I think she went to jail for it. And not even just the killing part.
Are you promoting this?
I'm really not. I'm just saying it's fun to watch these things in movies.
Don't be a bystander, kids.
No, don't. No. Women, no.
Or men. Just everybody men. Keep it in your pants.
Everybody keep it together, okay? Do you think Gaga deserves awards? Let's go with this.
Yes.
Let's go to the end.
First
Who deserves
of all,
any awards
all
in this
of
movie?
All of them. Okay.
What?
Jared Leto, definitely, and okay, Gaga.
Okay, fine. I'll give it to Gaga. But you and didn't Jared see Leto. A Star is Born.
I didn't.
That's a better movie.
I don't
to be
watch
honest.
Movies. I read books and I watch That's really what I bad like TV. About you, though. Really bad TV. I love listening to the housewives I yell know. At each other as I yeah. sleep. It's like a lullaby.
Yeah. Well, that's why I watch like the ID channel.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
That's Investigation Discovery.
Got it.
You know, Forensic Files.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like a murder case to put you to bed at night.
Good night.
Good night. In 1952.
The other, my favorite line from this movie.
Uh-huh, go.
I think Gaga deserves awards. Number one, because she just looked freaking fantastic. I mean, she had like 75 mm-hmm. different hairstyles. You saw her ass at one point in like really nice undies. Which I probably should use a different word from undies.
Say,
what's
what are
the
you
sexy
paying
word
to?
For like underwear?
Wait.
Panties? Negligees?
Panties?
I don't know. I just feel
underwear.
Like there's no good words.
There really aren't.
Anyway, that was a great scene. She just wore the clothes well. Even like when they were skiing mm-hmm. and she had on this like pleather red ski suit.
Totally.
And she's like going up to this other bitch and she's like, look, I know what you're doing.
That was badass,
I
by the way.
I don't like stealing. Yeah. And I was like, she's going to kill you. She's going to kill you. She's going to choke you to death with your fucking strudel, bitch.
She's going
to
get together with Salma Hayek.
Salma
those
Hayek,
two,
right.
By
so
the
those
way.
Two become like best of friends.
Yeah,
right?
From a phone call that she makes. But she starts going to see her often.
Right.
And she keeps telling her, which maybe this is all her fault. Her name in the movie is Pina.
Right.
And she keeps like building up that she's supposed to have, you're going to have everything.
Which
that
she did have
wanted.
Everything, but she said you're going to have everything if you two stick together. You can't let anybody get.
Oh,
right.
Is this the trouble with tarot card readers?
I'm not going to get on that tangent.
Are they going to just create problems for everyone?
No, because I feel like you've had a lot of people in here that are like into the tarot, and I don't have a problem with the tarot.
I just think it's fun and games.
I don't.
Really. I mean, okay. Do I? Maybe
I don't.
Don't
know what you think.
I don't know what I think either. But in this movie, I do think it was very influential.
Yes.
In her choices, to the point where in the end, this is why she comes up with this. I mean, the woman totally helps her and like supports her killing a human being.
I hope they were friends in prison.
I mean, by the way, that's my favorite scene is when they pull up in this like little outside bar or whatever,
right.
Whatever it is. And
to
this woman, this silent woman brings them like coffees always.
Right. Cigarettes and coffee.
Bring over the coffee. They got like the pink lady jackets on basically. Mm. They're like wearing leather
yeah,
jackets.
She's like Olivia Newton-John, which yeah. is another one of your people. I know. Just add it to
I
the
mean,
list.
Donna Petrarca, are you with us?
There's one of your listeners right there.
Oh yeah. She's been on. Donna's a perv, by the way. Sorry, Donna. Your movie pick was unexpected. Should have known.
Donna, there's a place in the world
I
for all of us.
Known. Although, Donna, if you're listening, I'm going to shout out just now, just for you. I did tell my mother that you knew the entire routine
Let's
from when we did cheerleading for Let's Hear It for the Boy. My mom was so
I
happy.
I witnessed that.
You did see it. You were there for that.
It was in my house.
That throwdown.
Anyway,
wow, that
speaking
went off
of
on a tangent. So,
Patrizia and Pina.
Yeah.
Selma Hayek.
And she's just like.
They're in this mud bath spa. Right?
Oh, that scene.
This is my favorite Go. Line. She's like, can you just stay? She's telling Gaga, she's like, just stay positive. And Gaga takes mud, wipes it on both sides of Selma Hayek's face, and is like, I am being very fucking positive. Which was just awesome.
It was some awesome lines in this
because
movie.
I've had people tell me to be positive, and that's like what you want to say.
Yeah.
To them. And I also could hear the person that I thought Gaga sounded like in this film saying that. It was
awesome. That's was a fun. Really good scene. There are some good scenes. All right, so now that I'm saying this, go see it. Would you recommend
it? I would recommend it. It was good.
It's a little slow. You have to just get into the theater knowing everyone that it's not moving quick.
This is the I think
not that I need a
I
quick
think
movie.
You and I were both thinking that it was going to be about the murder. And they that was just like an end cap. That was like a Three Stooges ending of like, oh, killed him.
And by the way, so easy to kill a person.
Right.
Like he's nonchalantly just walks out of the car. And
well,
he's like,
I was almost like, how did they get convicted? Like literally nobody was around. But like also everybody could have been around because he wasn't like masked. He was just like, boom,
They don't explain. I mean, they just jump. That's funny. The movie takes tons of time over things that are seem very unimportant.
Well, and it's really about the love story between Gaga and Adam Driver.
Okay, well, then
that's what
your
I
answer.
Think. It really is about
well
that
put.
And about the motives of
yeah, I think you're right.
Her and the Gucci mm-hmm. family.
I think you're right.
And there just so happened to be a murder in the end. That's it.
Well, it was really the end of the Gucci family. I mean, it was destroyed by the end. It's not owned by, they said to this day, no Gucci
family members. Right.
They're out.
I know. I want to read more about that. That's interesting to
me. It is interesting. Well, I think we've done it. I mean, we've definitely talked for a long time.
If you want to read the book with me, friends,
it's 111.
House of Gucci.
What does that mean? Let's talk about synchronicities. Wait, what's the book you want to read?
The House of Gucci by Sarah Gray.
Next week, guys, we'll be reading from page one.
No.
You're going to bring your beautiful voice and just start reading?
Do you want me to sing read it? I'm just kidding. I won't. I'm done talking.
Yeah, let's be done. All right. Well, listen, thanks, everybody. That was interesting. Hope you enjoyed it. To all of my millions of listeners.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. We'll see you next time. Say goodbye.
Poiché quello che ho nel cuore, onnipossente va.